Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Football Sunday, so good to me.
Ah, we'll see how good it is to me today. It's always nice to play that because my voice right now can't sing, so the pre-record will sing for me. All right, let's just get into it real quick. We'll get right back to the calls. With the Giants, look, we'll do the locals first, and then we'll get to the other picks. No Jaden Daniels, which I don't even know if that... I mean, the way they played with Marcus Mariota the week before was a hell of a lot better than they played this week against Minnesota. I still think the Giants are the better football team. I think Jackson Dart does enough to win this game. And, of course, you know, it's going to make me annoyed and yet happy at the same time, I suppose. It'll feel good, right, Brett? But I do think they're the better team. They've played Washington traditionally well. Washington really had just an embarrassing performance last week. It's tough to get off the deck when your team is awful, your quarterback gets hurt again, and you just got, you know, shut out by Minnesota. Although, if you do look at the numbers in the NFL, all for shutouts, teams usually do play pretty well. But when you're dead like this, sometimes it can be tough. Give me the Giants, -2.5. The Jets, look, I just don't love Jacksonville. I don't love the quarterback. I think the coach has done an incredible job. The offense, the team has been playing well. They're at the top of the division. I still think the quarterback scares me. He puts the ball, he's inaccurate at times. I don't love the offense. And I do think the Jets kind of play this game where it's back and forth. And if they can get any kind of run game going against this Jags team, it's just so many points at 13.5. So many points. It seems stupid, but I'll take the Jets at +13.5. It's just a lot of points. That, you know, in the second half of that game, you did see Cook at least settle in, make some plays, not look overmatched completely. If they could just get some semblance of offense right now, you know the special teams is good enough. They'll probably have a good kick return, either one for a touchdown or set them up in a short field. And, you know, one or two touchdowns might be enough just to keep this game close enough at 13.5. So give me the Jets +13.5. Now, I'm going to take both the games I was talking about. And again, I find this really fascinating. I don't know why, but I'm hung up on it. Two teams that have won 10 games in a row are home dogs on Sunday. The New England Patriots coming off the bye. Vrabel off the bye is pretty dominant. They're playing incredibly well, coming off kicking the crap out of the Giants. Buffalo coming off an improbable win in the snow against Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Those two picks turn the game around. They find a way to win. This has been a division owned by Buffalo. And for me, just as a gambler and looking at the numbers and getting a feel for it, again, two teams in New England and Denver, 11-2, 10 wins in a row, at home, dogs. That just, for some reason, it feels like you're begging me to take the home dogs, and I'm not going to do it. Give me Buffalo -1.5. This is the game I'm just betting on Josh Allen. I'm betting on Josh Allen finding a way to win this game. And at some point, New England's going to have a stinker. At some point, they're not going to be able to win every game in a row. They're not going to win every game the rest of the year, are they? I just think Buffalo finds a way to win this game coming off a improbable win in the snow against the Bengals. Give me just Josh Allen figuring out a way to win this game. Give me Buffalo -1.5 at New England. And then I will take Green Bay -2.5 at Denver. Same thing. Green Bay's playing well. Green Bay's starting to turn it on. They've been a trendy Super Bowl pick the entire year. Love is playing much better, and I think he's the better quarterback in this game. I understand, again, Denver's won 10 games in a row. But I don't think Bo Nix has played as well as he did at times last year. I don't love this team despite all the winning they're doing. And I think Green Bay is about to go on a run here. I think Love is playing better. I think Love also plays well against man, if you look at the numbers. And Denver plays a lot of man coverage with this defense. And again, why is a team that's 10 in a row at home with that defense 2.5-point underdogs? Why are they 2.5-point underdogs? Why? Because Green Bay is the better football team. So give me Green Bay -2.5. And then for my last non-local game, I have been and have been burned by betting the Lions over and over again this year a lot. I'm going against them this week. I think this Rams team is the best team in the NFC. And I think the best thing that ever happened to him was losing that Carolina game. I think getting upset in that Carolina game and playing the way they played was exactly what this team needed. It was the kick in the ass that team needed. Now, I know they went last week and beat up on a bad Cardinals team that's falling apart. I get it. But this Lions team offensively just hasn't clicked all year. They are missing Ben Johnson. Campbell taking over as the play caller. It just has not felt right the entire year. And I think this Rams defense, if they can just shut down the run game and try and make that Lions passing attack beat them, I just don't think it's enough. And at home, this Rams offense, they have been dominant. I mean, Adams and Puka Nacua are as good a tandem when you get just the possession, the receptions and the yards that Puka Nacua gives you at any moment and third down, and just how good Adams is inside the red zone. And how good he is at getting touchdowns, and the way that Stafford is playing right now, I think they're the best team. I think they're going to be out to make a point. I think, again, losing that game against Carolina was the best thing that could have happened to him. I think it pissed them off and set them in a trajectory of being a dominant football team again. And even though it's 5.5, again, it's another number jumping out at you. Two good teams, two quality NFC teams. You would think 5.5 seems like a large number. I think it's large for a reason. Give me the Rams -5.5 against the Lions. Those are your picks for this week in the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.